Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Layout Ideas. 101, over 100 inspiring journal layouts plus 500 writing prompts by Helen Colebrook is a practical creativity guide for anyone who wants their journal to feel purposeful rather than random. Positioned within the Journal with Purpose series, the book focuses on giving readers a large menu of layout concepts that can be adapted to different journaling styles, from reflective writing to tracking habits, goals, moods, and projects. Instead of relying on artistic perfection, it emphasizes structure and variety, helping you decide what to put on a page when you sit down to write. The promise of over 100 layout ideas is paired with a large bank of writing prompts, which supports both visual planning and deeper self-inquiry. Readers can use the book as a start-to-finish resource, or as an open anytime reference when they feel stuck. It is designed to reduce blank page anxiety and make journaling easier to sustain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using layouts to remove blank page hesitation. A central value of the book is its focus on page structure as a remedy for the most common journaling problem, not knowing how to begin. By offering a wide range of layout ideas, it encourages you to treat journaling like design and planning rather than waiting for inspiration. The layouts function as ready-made containers for your thoughts. When a page already has sections, boxes, lists, trackers, or themed areas, you can start filling content immediately, even on low-energy days. This approach helps people who like organization as well as people who crave creativity but feel intimidated by a plain notebook. The variety also reduces repetition, keeping your practice fresh and preventing journaling from turning into the same type of entry every day. You can rotate layouts depending on time available and emotional bandwidth, choosing quick check-in pages for busy days and deeper reflection pages when you have more space. Over time, you can learn which page formats support your habits, moods, and goals, and build a personal library of layouts that make journaling consistent and approachable. Secondly, designing a journal that matches your goals and seasons, the book supports the idea that journaling works best when it is tailored to what you are trying to change or understand in your life. Layouts can be selected and combined to match short-term needs, long-term projects, and seasonal rhythms. For example, a period of high workload may benefit from planning pages, priority lists, and energy management check-ins, while a period of transition may call for reflection prompts, identity exploration, and decision-making frameworks. By treating layouts as modular building blocks, you can create a journal system that is flexible without being chaotic. This helps prevent a common pitfall where people copy a trendy spread that looks good but does not serve their reality. Instead, you are guided to build pages that support intention, whether that intention is productivity, self-care, emotional processing, creativity, or habit building. The large set of prompts complements this by giving you a way to generate meaningful content within each layout. The result is a journal that feels like a tool for your life, not a decorative project that you maintain out of obligation. Thirdly, turning prompts into insight, not just more writing. With a substantial collection of writing prompts, the book emphasizes momentum and depth, but the real benefit comes from how prompts can be used strategically. Prompts are not only conversation starters with yourself, they are filters that help you notice patterns, clarify values, and identify what is actually driving your choices. When paired with structured layouts, prompts become easier to act on. A single prompt can feed a full page, or it can become one small section of a weekly review spread, making reflection feel manageable. Prompts can also help you vary the type of thinking you do, remembering, imagining, evaluating, forgiving, planning, and problem solving. This variety matters because insight often comes from looking at the same life through different lenses. The book encourages readers to use prompts repeatedly over time because answering the same question in different weeks can reveal change and growth. It also supports the idea that there is no correct answer, only honest exploration. Used consistently, prompts can shift journaling from a record of events into a practice that strengthens self-awareness and decision-making. Fourthly, creative expression without perfectionism. Many people avoid layout-based journaling because they assume they need advanced lettering, illustration skills, or expensive supplies. A key theme in a layout idea resource is that creativity can be simple, functional, and forgiving. The emphasis is on creating pages you will actually use. Layouts can be executed with basic lines and headings and still feel satisfying because the structure itself is the creative element. This helps readers move away from perfectionism and comparison, which often causes abandoned journals. When you view a page as a prototype rather than a performance, you become more willing to experiment with formats, adjust what does not work, and keep what does. Even small touches such as icons, simple borders, or a consistent color code can make a journal feel personal without becoming time-consuming. The book's variety supports playful trial and error. You can test a layout for a week, then decide whether it deserves a permanent place in your routine. This perspective reframes journaling as a low-stakes craft that supports well-being and productivity, rather than an art project that must look flawless to be valid. Lastly, building sustainable routines with tracking and review pages, a journal becomes powerful when it helps you follow through, and layouts can be engineered to support consistency. The book's layout focus naturally lends itself to trackers and review formats that make progress visible. Habit trackers, mood logs, sleep and wellness check-ins, reading or learning logs, and goal progress pages create feedback loops. Instead of relying on memory or motivation, you see data and patterns over time. That visibility makes it easier to adjust your routines realistically. Review pages are equally important because they turn tracking into learning. Weekly and monthly reflections help you interpret what the numbers and notes mean, identify obstacles, and decide on small improvements. The presence of many prompts can strengthen this process by guiding you to ask better questions, such as what helped, what drained you, what mattered most, and what you want to try next. By combining tracking with reflection, journaling becomes a practical self-coaching tool. The result is a system that supports behavior change while still leaving room for creativity and emotional expression, which is often what makes the habit sustainable in the first place. In conclusion, this book suits beginners who want journaling to feel guided, as well as experienced journalers who are bored with repeating the same pages. It is especially helpful for people who like the idea of bullet journaling and purposeful reflection, but struggle with blank page anxiety, perfectionism, or inconsistency. Readers benefit because the layouts provide immediate structure while the large set of prompts supplies content, making it easier to show up regularly and gain insight over time. Used consistently, the book can improve clarity, emotional awareness, and follow through by helping you plan, track, and review your life in a way that matches your priorities. Compared to similar journaling books that lean heavily into aesthetics or broad motivational advice, this one is positioned as a practical idea library. The emphasis on many layouts plus an extensive prompt bank makes it a higher value purchase for people who want ongoing variety rather than a single method. It works well as a reference you return to whenever your routine needs refreshment, giving you a reliable source of page ideas that can evolve with your goals and seasons. If you would like to support Helen Colebrook, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.